But do you think there is a possibility that Vladimir Putin would actually use a nuclear weapon, even a small tactical nuclear weapon?
It's very difficult to know what Putin is thinking at any particular time. He's obviously spoken to this. I think we need to make sure that we consider it as a possibility, both a tactical and God forbid, you know, the strategic force. That's, we have it there to deter both he and China and others that might get nuclear weapons. And I certainly hope that that deterrence works. They're the most devastating weapons ever created on Earth. We should remind that as the country that's actually used them in the 1940s, how devastating they are, and do everything we possibly can to make sure that they don't get used. But they are a part of Putin's arsenal. He's pretty well cornered and boxed in, so we certainly have to consider it's a possible action he can take.
And you've heard the threats again, but you've also heard warnings that if Finland and Sweden joined NATO, Russia would deploy nuclear weapons to the region. Those countries have now officially applied. Does this raise the level of concern?
I was encouraged a little bit when Putin said the other day that as long as they weren't a threat per se, that he would not object. What strikes me about Finland and Sweden is how deeply neutral they have been for decades and decades, and how concerned they obviously are with this threat that has now been generated by Putin. And so I'm encouraged by that. I'm encouraged by the unity of NATO. Almost every European I've spoken to considers the threat in Europe now existential to them, and I think that speaks to the move on the part of both Sweden and Finland, and I'm encouraged by that. I don't think that it will cause a nuclear action on the part of Putin at this particular point.